Trillions and trillions. Azak Odendal, investment strategist at Old Mutual Wealth. Synopsis. The size of the world's top companies is truly staggering, creating an enormous amount of wealth for shareholders along the way. It has led to a greater concentration of not only market capitalization, but also power in the hands of a few. There are other examples of large numbers in the global economy, reflecting massive domestic and international imbalances. With numbers of this scale floating around, it is easy to lose perspective and make uninformed investment decisions. Readers of a certain age might remember Afrikaans singer Lucas Marie's 1993 hit, Miljoen, a song about how life's problems could be solved with R1 million. Back then, R1 million was serious money. Adjusted for inflation, Marie would need R6.6 million today to have the same purchasing power. But even if we account for inflation, which lifts the cost of goods and service over time, but also incomes, we live in a world of very large numbers, even bigger than most people can comprehend. A million has 6 digits and a billion 9. However, a trillion has 13 digits. A trillion is 1 million times 1 million and 1,000 times 1 billion, and yet is a word we read about more and more. The most striking, though short-lived, example was Elon Musk, who briefly became a dollar trillionaire after the listing of SpaceX. Richie Rich. The wealth of the world's richest people is truly staggering. In 1916, John D. Rockefeller became the first confirmed dollar billionaire. It took 100 years for Jeff Bezos to become the first person worth $100 billion. That difference is not just inflation. In today's money, Rockefeller would be worth around $30 billion. Bezos is genuinely richer. However, a mere 10 years after he became a centibillionaire, 20 others have joined him in this elite club, and he is no longer number one. Remarkably, Microsoft founder Bill Gates remains on this list despite donating around $60 billion to his charitable foundation, as is investor Warren Buffett, who has given away almost $70 billion. All but 4 of the 20 are US-based and have benefited from a long bull market in US equities. The US market has outperformed the rest of the world over the past 15 years as its companies are more profitable. However, investors are also prepared to pay more for the same dollar of sales or profits today than a decade ago. This is reflected in several metrics, such as Professor Robert Shiller's cyclically adjusted price, earnings, CAPE, ratio shown in chart 1, which has increased steadily in recent years, reaching a lofty level. Chart 1, U.S. equity valuations and corporate profitability. Source, LSEG Datastream. Also shown in chart 1 is that companies' profitability has increased relative to U.S. national income, GDP. Companies are taking a larger share of the economic pie, implying a smaller share for workers. Much of this has to do with falling effective company tax rates from 30% in 1990 to less than 20% today in the U.S. Companies' interest costs have also declined over the past few decades. But another part of the reason is the rise of new, winner-takes-all, business models. As the name suggests, some industries are dominated by one or two companies where technology, increasing returns to scale or network effects make them seemingly impervious to competition. Apple became the first company to reach a $1 trillion market value in 2018, amid much fanfare. It has only grown since then. Under the 15-year tenure of Tim Cook, who stepped down as CEO last week, Apple's market capitalization grew from $350 billion to $4.7 trillion and from a 3% weight in the S&P 500 to more than 6%. Again, that is not just inflation, since $350 billion in 2011 is $560 billion in today's money. The growth has come from dominating its industry, including selling an estimated 3.5 billion iPhones under Cook's leadership, while effectively managing very complex supply chains. Today, 12 other listed firms are also worth more than $1 trillion, depending on daily share price movements. OpenAI and Anthropic could join them if they list this year as expected. All but 3 of them are American, and 8 can probably be characterized as winner-takes-all businesses. In the process, their founder CEOs have become unimaginably rich. While shareholders have benefited greatly along the way, the increased concentration of wealth and power in the hands of a few raises deep political and social questions. A notable exception is Warren Buffett, who recently celebrated his 96th birthday. His vast fortune does not come from dominating a technological niche, but from savvy investing and the power of compounding over 85 years. He bought his first share at age 11. Compound growth remains a powerful force for turning small numbers into large ones, but requires lots of time. Returns to scale. Another area characterized by huge numbers is asset management. BlackRock became the first firm to manage $1 trillion in client money in 2009 and remains the world's largest asset manager. It shrewdly bought the iShares business from Barclays after the global financial crisis, right about the time when index tracking, passive investing, started growing rapidly. Last Monday was the 50th anniversary of Vanguard's first index tracking fund. It failed to generate much interest at launch, missing initial sales targets by miles. But index tracking eventually took off. Today, the fund is the world's largest with $1.7 trillion under management and helped propel Vanguard to being the world's second largest manager by assets under management, with assets totaling $14 trillion. A book by financial journalist Robin Wigglesworth about Vanguard and the rise of indexation is appropriately called Trillions. The title doesn't just refer to the size of these companies, but also the fees they saved investors by offering low-cost products that mimic a benchmark rather than trying to outperform it. Drowning in debt. Part of the growth in both the value of listed companies and the asset managers is rising government debt levels. Economics nerds will refer to the Kaletsky equation, an accounting identity that expresses company profits as a function of spending in the economy, including the size of the government's budget balance. Here too, the numbers have been getting massive, contributing to the recent bond sell-off. The deficit on the US federal government budget balance, difference between spending and tax revenues, first exceeded $1 trillion in 2009 in the wake of the global financial crisis. It is normal for deficits to increase in a recession, as government spending rises and tax revenues fall. The same happened when the pandemic hit, though on a bigger scale. The US deficit ballooned from $900 billion in 2019 to $3 trillion in 2020 and declined in 2021. Chart 2. U.S. Federal Budget Balance. Source: Congressional Budget Office. However, despite solid economic growth, it has been increasing, instead of shrinking. The 2025 tax cuts and an aging population mean it will hit $3 trillion per year again in 2035, according to Congressional Budget Office projections. By then, about two-thirds of the deficit will consist of interest payments on past borrowing. The federal government's net interest expense will top $1 trillion for the first time this year, exceeding the national defense budget. 10 years ago, it was only $240 billion. This is not just America's problem. Because the U.S. is central to global financial markets, issues in the market for its government bonds can quickly spill over to the rest of the world. The world's factory. We cannot talk about big numbers without mentioning China, home to 1.4 billion people, though India is now the world's most populous country. The relevant number here is China's trade surplus, which hit $1 trillion last year, the first time any country had earned so much more from exports than it spent on imports. The trade surplus amounted to 4% of GDP last year, well above the long-term average of 1.5%. On the one hand, it is a tremendous achievement. China is no longer just the biggest producer of low-cost items. It has successfully climbed up the value chain to the point where it is a major exporter of cars, high-end electronics, and everything to do with renewable energy. On the other hand, the lack of imports reflects a deeply unbalanced domestic economy. Consumers receive a smaller share of the total pie compared to other countries, and they save a larger share of their income compared to their counterparts elsewhere. Since the real estate bubble has burst, consumers have been particularly cautious. Chart 3. China's trade balance, rolling 12-month sum. Source: LSEG Datastream. This surplus has long been in Donald Trump's crosshairs, but if it continues growing, other countries could also react with trade barriers to protect domestic industries. It is therefore a source of potential instability for the global economy, much like the US government deficit. The two are linked, but that is a story for another day. Trillions at home. Does South Africa have any notable trillions, and what do these mega numbers tell local investors? Firstly, we are a small economy in the global context. The only thing that approaches the trillion-dollar mark is the JSE, with a total market cap of around $1.5 trillion. This alone tells local investors that they should broaden their horizons. In rand terms, it is easier to get to a trillion. Old Mutual, Sanlam and 91 each manage more than R1 trillion for clients across various products and business lines. The PIC is by far the biggest asset manager, looking after more than R3 trillion in government employees' retirement savings. The big four banks each has between R1 trillion and R3.4 trillion in assets, i.e. loans to customers. SARS collected R2 trillion in tax revenue for the first time in the 2056-26 fiscal year. South Africa's economic output, GDP, was R7.6 trillion in 2025, while government debt is at R5.3 trillion, or around 70% of GDP. 15 years ago, it was 30% of GDP. Much of the increase in borrowing was unproductive, and the economy did not grow faster because of it. Since much of the borrowing was done at high interest rates, the government now spends a fifth of tax revenues on interest payments. Unlike the US, there is a plan to stabilize debt levels, and there has been some progress. Invest with perspective. Finally, large numbers can be misleading and downright scary. This is why economists often don't focus on raw numbers, but rather express them as a share of GDP for context, as we've done throughout this article. Similarly, analysts will often look at companies in terms of financial ratios such as debt to equity, or interest coverage, or the price earnings ratio. Ratios allow for comparisons across time or different countries and sectors. Growth rates are another way to put large numbers into context. Something can be small today, but if it is growing rapidly, it will eventually be big. Something that is big but growing slowly will eventually be overtaken, like China's population. And as noted right up front, it makes sense to remove the impact of inflation when comparing numbers over time. Chart 4. SA Household Debt as Percentage of Disposable Income. Source: SA Reserve Bank. As an example of a big, scary number, a headline on a local news website recently read, "South African households have a R2.4 trillion problem." It referred to household debt levels, and R2.4 trillion is indeed a large number. However, it must be seen against R5 trillion in annual household disposable income. Household debt and income have grown at a similar pace over the past decade, excluding the handful of quarters around the COVID lockdowns, such that the ratio between them has been broadly stable. As Chart 4 shows, it is substantially lower than the 2008 peak. In conclusion, these large numbers tell us a lot about the state of the markets, the economy, and geopolitics. In some cases, they are big not just because of the rising cost of goods and services over time, or compound growth, but because of deep changes in technology and business models. The size is also a function of what investors are prepared to pay, and could reflect optimism that might turn into pessimism at some point. The obvious question is what artificial intelligence could do. Will it also be a winner-takes-all industry, in which case an Anthropic or OpenAI could become the first $10 trillion company, or does AI become a commodity, more like electricity? Either way, it remains important that we always put large and small numbers into the right perspective to avoid uninformed investment decisions. Ends. Author at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Plus. Posts bio at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Yellow and Black Gold at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Running of the Bulls at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Reserve Bank remains committed to 3% inflation despite rate pause, says Old Mutual at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Wash, War and AI Wariness at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth Inflation Questions at Isaac Odendaal, Old Mutual Wealth. Between hype and fear at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth political football at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the economic consequences of the peace at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth concentration risk at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth one battle after another at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth fragility and resilience at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth fighting the next war at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth Old Mutual comments on the 2026 budget at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth turning a corner at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth taking flight and taking fright at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth many happy returns. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth hot, cold and just right at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the end of the lost decade at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth Bitcoin's Black Friday at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth Santa SARB delivers festive cheer at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth on track at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth a year of Trump 2.0 at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth interest rate riddles at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth bubble. Bubble toil and trouble. At Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth all that glitters at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth interest rate uncertainty. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth rocks, hard places and everything in between at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth people, pensions and policy choices at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth deciphering dollar declines at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth taco, toasters, fire and oranges at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth an uncertain birthday at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth more political drama at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the madness and the mundane at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth economists share their views on the impact of the escalating Middle East conflict at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth moving targets at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth budget 3.0 highlights. At Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth extreme outcome avoided at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the how, when, where and why of Warren at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the deluge and the delusions at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth tariffs, turmoil and trade dash offs at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth COVID, cars, costs and crises at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth back to Parliament to make compromises at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth making America guess again. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth budget blunder doesn't bode ill at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth fiscal follies and phoenixes at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth thinking through the cacophony. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth turning a corner at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth new year, same problems. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth the home of the brave at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the clarity of hindsight at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth real returns in a rocky year at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth managing mixed messages at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth watering the green shoots at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the Trump questions at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth Trumponomics 2.0 at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth Trump wins, what now? At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth avoiding fiscal fireworks at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth stuck in a low gear at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth of hawks and hippos at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth storms and anchors at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth storm clouds, silver linings at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth, the first cut is the deepest at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth, the investing games at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth, a time of transitions at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth pots, pensions and portfolios at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth still sticking the landing. At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth, highly strong markets at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth, what to worry about at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth charting the turning points at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth a tale of two inflations at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth midpoint musings at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth the new dawn at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth voters and investors at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth Terra Incognito at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth In Search of Goldilocks at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Sunspots and Cycles at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth What Trump Means for Markets at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Old Eras and New at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Pole Positioning at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth High Water Marks at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Shadows Cast at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Thinking Fast and Slow About Valuations at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth 4 years On at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Headwinds and Tailwinds at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The New Big Five at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth New Fiscal Frontiers at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Another Pivotal Budget at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Fewer Own Goals at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Thinking About Geopolitics at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Selling Dastoori in Davos at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Great Expectations at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The New Normal at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Cautiously Optimistic at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The Cycle Is Turning at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Pandas, Pegasus or the Chimera at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Santa Claus or the Grinch at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Kicking the Can, Not the Bucket at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Horror and Hope at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Dollars and Cents and Other Laments at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Glass Half Full at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth On Bonds and Bananas at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Bricks-A-Brack at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Red Dragon Blues at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Till Debt Do Us Part at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Barbenheimer Meets the Markets at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Silver Linings Playbook at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Ashes to Ashes Boom to Bust at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth A Hop, A Skip, A Jump, and A Cut at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth A Rorschach Economy at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Opportunities in the Chaos at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Rand Shedding and Restrictive Interest Rates at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Yet More Surprises at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth More Banks and Central Banks at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Charts That Matter at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth of Interest at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Rocks and Hard Places at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Battered and Bruised, But Not Broken Share on Your Socials.